85 degrees in Kalamazoo. It is 4:07, and this portion of the program is brought to you by Weatherstone Village. Check out their local award-winning 55 and over community at their open house every Saturday from 10 to 2. Jeremy Lawrence here with you as we continue our conversation together. Now, before we continue on, we did get some information. Apparently, the National Weather Service has issued a severe thunderstorm warning. This for Barry County, I believe, is what you told me, Michael.
Yes.
So, Barry County, that means severe thunderstorms taking place there. That warning will run through 5 o'clock is what we're hearing at this particular point. Nothing yet for the immediate area of Kalamazoo and surrounding. We are hearing that east of here, as Bob Larson talked about last hour, and this is like east of here, Ann Arbor area and that kind of area, that apparently there are some tornado warnings in that area. So not too far away are we seeing some extremely severe weather.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll want to keep an eye on the skies. We will definitely do that for you so you can keep it here and you will know what's going on, when it's going on, and that kind of thing, so you can be in the know. Well, definitely, we'll take care of you. We got you. We got you on this one. So one of the things that we wanted to talk about, and before we dig into it as well, I want to encourage you, with this or with any topic, you are more than welcome to chime in on it by giving us a call or giving us a text. You can call us locally at 382-4280 if you are in the area where toll-free would work better for you. How about 877-382-4280? There you go. It's just that simple. And 80373, and you can share your insights via text. That way, if you don't have time to sit there on the phone, not everybody does. So that is another way that you can take part in the program as well. Now, we wanted to talk a little bit about Benghazi, because this came out over the weekend. And Trey Gowdy, he is a Republican representative. He is the newly appointed Benghazi Select Committee chairman. And he said, and this was a quote that he told them on Fox News Sunday, he said, "The facts are neither Republican nor Democrat. They're facts." He says that he doesn't want to see Democrats boycotting the committee. There have been Democrats that have talked about that, although as we've gone along, there have not been as many Democrats that have decided that. But he says, you know what? I don't want anyone excluded from this. How does it benefit me from day one? They're excluded. I want this to transcend politics. Now, Democrats have said, you know, they're going to absolutely participate in the committee's investigation. They want it to be a fair and balanced process. They say, we stand ready to participate. We have a responsibility. Although critics of the committee are saying that it's just an opportunity for Republicans to take a two-year-old debate and take it out on the president, not only in the 2014 campaign, but in the 2016 election cycle as well. Hint, 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 Hillary, hint, hint. Now, in the middle of this, and this was pointed out, I think this was late last week, the Democrats are saying, all right, well, you know what? Yeah, some people are saying boycott. We don't want to do that. We want to stand up and fight for this. They feel like that, you know, they can draw a contrast in between what's going to be brought up and what they feel is the truth. Now, in another part of this, and this comes from former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg, who said that any of these attacks that Hillary Clinton is receiving over Benghazi are just cheap politics. So here we go. They're saying Republicans asking questions of Hillary and her situation in that, you know, because she was Secretary of State at the time, that he's just saying, that's cheap politics. That's all it is. Cheap politics. Now, I wonder, as we dig into this, if it will truly be something where we find out more about it, or if this won't be written off as politics. Now, look at it this way. There are some in the media that will just sit there and go, absolute politics, that's the way it is. You know, because there are some in the media that seem to just stand up for that side of the debate. There are others that would say, nope, this is absolutely, we need to find out what the truth is and get these guys out of there. And, you know, that might equally be wrong. What I would like to see is the truth be told. I would like to see both sides sit down and say, all right, let's get this thing aired out a little bit. Let's talk about this in a fair way. I would like to, at the very least, have the White House come along and go, all right, here's what happened. Here's where we screwed up and could have done better. Here's what we did well. And approach it from that standpoint. Be honest, be open-handed, and let the chips fall where they may. I mean, the president's not in a position where he's going to get reelected to anything. So what's he got to lose?
Not a whole lot.
So, you know, Republicans, on the other hand, I think they've got a lot to lose if they turn this into a witch hunt. And I hope that they don't do that either. You know, I think there are things, there are questions that need to be asked about this, even if what you get from the administration thus far is this, dude, that was like 2 years ago. And they actually said that. It was a week ago Sunday. I believe it was, no, actually it was previous to that, 2 weeks ago. And this was Brett Baer on Fox News. And he had one of the administration officials on that says, dude, that was like 2 years ago. Okay, that's not the proper response either. So I wonder what the right response needs to be on this, what it needs to look like, and ultimately where it'll end up. I have a feeling I already know where it's going to end up. And it'll be just as ugly as everything else we've dealt with. But I'd like to know where it should really go. I guess I'm an optimist and I hope it goes there, but who knows? 382-4280-877-382-4280. You can also text us at 80373. And let us know what you think about things. And we head on over to the phones right now, where Dan is standing by. Hi, Dan. Welcome to the program.
Hi. Thanks a lot.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I guess my biggest issue here is that throughout the Obama administration, and certainly we can say some other administrations as well, so very few things have been totally explained to us, that there's a certain tendency on everyone's part, I think, now to be suspicious that something is being hidden, whether it is or not. In this particular case, there was such stonewalling, such, yes, we will get to the bottom of this, and so many things that happened that they said that just were never explained. And mm-hmm. So I guess, just like in any other portion of our lives, I think if people don't explain things, at some point in time, suspicion becomes the only real response.
Well, and there's always some people that would look at that and go, oh, conspiracy, cover-up, and that kind of thing. And, but I think when people start to see, oh, wait a minute, there's other stories coming out about this, you know, the old saying, where there's smoke, there's fire.
Yeah, I agree. And, you know, when you go back to the Fast and Furious, once Holder was given a pardon in terms of, or, you know, was not held accountable for that by the president, then it appears as if something is truly being swept under the rug. And I guess as an independent voter, I've just been watching this from afar, saying, if this is the definition of transparency, then I certainly don't want transparency.
And I guess the thing that bothers me about this, because just to see the response of the administration to Congress stepping up and doing what they're doing, you know, it really has been more like, why are we talking about this? This was 2 years ago. Come on. Instead of stepping up and answering it, if there really is nothing there, step up and answer it.
Yeah, I've been down that road with people who are the leaders who have said things like, well, you know, let's just put this off a little while until we can do this. Let's just put this off till we can do that. Now, ironically, on one occasion, someone said, let's put this off for 2 years and then we'll do something about it. And 2 years came up and it was, well, wait, this is old news. It's time to move on. And it was one of those things where you just sit back and say, now that's not leadership. That's just managership.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Dan, appreciate your call today. Thank you.
Thank you, Jeremy. Appreciate letting me on. Bye-bye.
All right. You can give us a call just like Dan did at 382-4280 or 877-382-4280. You can also text us 80373 and share your comments that way as well. You know, I have to admit, when I heard that there were some more emails that didn't come out previously, I did agree with the idea of, you know, Congress creating, and it was the House that created this select committee to be able to say, we need to look into this. There's obviously something else here. And I think the part where it gets to the point where it's untenable is if it just simply turns into political witch hunt. And you hope it doesn't with that. But I think the other side of this is, and Dan mentioned it there just a second ago, talking about how, you know, it seems like that there's kind of continued this, look over there. Look at that over there. See, that's more important to talk about. You know what? We'll look at this. We'll investigate. We'll figure it out. But let's go over there. And then here we are 2 years later, finding out some more stuff. And the response you get is, dude, that was like 2 years ago. Which, you know, I look at this and go, dude, really? I mean, I hate to put it that way, but, you know, if you feel like that that's just your best response to this, dude, that was like 2 years ago. No, you're being asked a question. And if you don't know the answer, just say, you know what? I don't know the answer. But I'd be happy to look into it and find out for you. That is being real. That is stepping up and saying, you know what? All right, buck stops here. Instead of, you know what? I don't know where the buck stopped, but it's their fault. You know, it wasn't us. We didn't do it. No. And we're trying so hard. It just kind of feels like that's what you're getting. Or this sense that, well, you know, we got to move on because, you know, people want jobs. They don't want this. People want the, you know, and they're pointing out all the things that people want and they don't want. But I think people at least, I don't know that they expect honesty from the government anymore, which is sad.
Mm-hmm.
But I think in a perfect world, you want it. You want your government to be able to go, all right, we screwed that one up. And here's how we're going to fix that one. And that's, I think, all that I would really like to see with this. You know, they keep going on with this. You know, dude, it was like 2 years ago, so long ago. Why are we looking at the past? Why are we looking at this? Well, four people died, and there's been no real adequate explanation apart from Hillary Clinton going, what difference does it make? And that doesn't help anything. All that does is irritate people. I'd love to get your continued comments on that. 382-4280, 877-382-4280, or text us at 80373. You could be a part of things as well. And tell us what you think about this. I mean, this whole Benghazi committee, do you feel like that this really will transcend politics and become everything they want it to be, which is just simply going after facts and the truth? And will facts and the truth actually show up? Wouldn't it be nice if they did for a change?
Yeah, that would be really nice.
Because facts and the truth don't often show up in Washington. It's mostly about spin. And who can spin their message a little bit better?
How can I spin this in my favor? Well, that's probably what they're already trying to think.
You know, or the favorite, I can't recall. I mean, let's not forget Bill Clinton when he was called before, you know, to testify and, I don't know. I really don't remember. I can't remember that. I'm so sorry. I don't remember. You know, and it's like most politicians got this idea that, wow, I don't remember really works. So that ends up happening in a lot of these things. I don't recall. I can't recall. I don't remember. And it happens on both sides. It really does. Let's head back to the phones right now. We've got Jeff standing by on the line. Hi, Jeff. Welcome to the program.
Thanks, Jeremy, for taking my call. How you guys doing today?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Oh, you guys must have air conditioning in there.
But we do, yes, actually.
We,
yes,
do.
She's a little bit sticky out today.
Just a bit.
Well, yeah. All I got to say is it's a darn good thing that the Washington, D.C. is located on the East Coast, and the prevailing winds are out of the west, so it blows all that stink out into the Atlantic Ocean.
That actually could aid in national defense, too, now that you think about it. That's...
There you go. We're not going to be attacked from the east, are we?
At least not in that portion of the eastern seaboard, you know?
Yeah.
All right, Jeff.
Thanks for your time, guys. Really, really enjoy the show.
All right. Thank you. And you could be a part of things as well, 382-4280 or 877-382-4280, 80373 for texting if you'd like to be a part of it as well. And I think, you know, bottom line, can we just have a few answers? Can we just have somebody from the administration go, yeah, we were trying to spin Benghazi? Yeah, it doesn't look good at this point, but at the very least you're telling the truth. I think people would respect the honesty to be able to say, all right, at least you're coming out and you're telling us what we needed to know. You're spinning it. We get that. You're politicians. You're going to do that. And both sides do it. But when they're caught with their hand in the cookie jar, oh, no, no, that had nothing to do with that. No. In fact, look over there. It just seems like that that's what happens. And in particular, with some members of the current media, that's exactly what they do. They go, oh, what's over there? You don't get that sense of, all right, now wait a minute. Come on. Come on. Answer the question. You're not answering the question. Here's what it is. You know, and whatever you want to say about people like Bill O'Reilly, and yes, Bill O'Reilly is opinionated and he believes a certain thing, but I do appreciate when he will ask a question and somebody doesn't answer it and they'll spin and he'll go, all right, you haven't answered my question, so I'll pose it again. And he asks the question over again and points out to his audience that, guess what? The question is not being answered. Now, he can get away with that, and that's good. But you see an awful lot of members of the media going, okay, all right, we'll look over there. Because there's some of this that's, well, we don't want to be refused access to the White House. And, you know, if we start asking questions, then they're going to start shoving us over there with Fox. And we don't want to be over there. And the White House at this point puts up with Fox because they have to. But, you know, I kind of think that in some of these, the media is not doing what it should be doing in this to be able to say, well, wait a minute. You're saying this is so 2 years ago. Why are we still talking about this? The answer is simply this. Four people were killed and no definitive answer has come from it. And at the very least, the families of those four people have the right to know what in the world happened and what happened in the aftermath of it. That's what I'm saying. Let's take a look at that and see what the answers are. And whatever they are, then we know. Then action can be taken. Or if significant action has been taken, then we can move on. And that's the bottom line. You keep spinning this thing, you're not going to be able to move on. There won't be moving on. There will continue to be this back and forth of, well, you know what? They're not answering the question. Well, you know, they're on a witch hunt. Well, they're this, they're that. And the continued finger pointing instead of getting the job done. We'll continue talking about it with you. 382-4280 if you'd like to be a part of it. 877-382-4280 or text us 80373 as the Jeremy Lawrence Show continues on 590 WKZO. And this portion of the program brought to you by Bronson Methodist Hospital, named one of America's 100 best hospitals for spine surgery by HealthGrades. Learn more at bronsonhealth.com. Jeremy Lawrence here with you. It is 86 outside as we are keeping an eye on the radar and on the skies to just make sure that those storms don't come anywhere near here. We will keep you posted and in the know when we find out anything that you need to know.
We'll use our hot air to blow them all away.
There you go. Well, we're trying anyway. So, you know what? I've got some tickets to Godzilla.
All right.
And they're burning a hole in my pocket, so I want to get them out of here. So how about we, right now, give some movie tickets away?
Good. I'm ready.
And this is for Godzilla. This is four tickets to go see it at Celebration Cinema in Portage. It comes out this weekend. So Friday, you'll be able to go see Godzilla, the latest edition of this, for yourself. You can find out for yourself if this is going to be the blockbuster that they want it to be. So in order to win, you have to do two things. First, you have to give us a call, 382-4280 or 877-382-4280. And then you have to answer the dumb, stupid, ridiculous trivia question that Michael's about to lay on us right now.
All right. In what year did the original Godzilla debut, and I'm looking for the Japanese debut year.
Okay, the Japanese debut, and we're not talking Terror of Mechagodzilla or versus Mothra or anything this stuff. We're talking about the original.
The original.
The original Godzilla. When did that debut in Japan?
Yes.
Is what we're asking there. Okay, so head to the internet and look it up, and then give us a call. 382-4280, 877-382-4280. And who knows, you could be walking away with some tickets to the latest version of Godzilla. They're doing this. If you look it up on IMDb, it's Godzilla 2014, I guess. They have it in parentheses. But that is coming out this weekend. So it'll be interesting to see if anybody knows. If we got any of those Godzilla experts out there, if you will, to see if they know about this movie. And I'll tell you what, this movie, you want to check it out? You know what? Got to check out those previews. They look at least interesting. We'll let you know who won these things and what the answer to the question is as we continue ahead here on the program, The Jeremy Lawrence Show on 590 WKZO. Eighty-six degrees in Kalamazoo. It's 590 WKZO at 4:38. The Jeremy Lawrence Show here with you, and we asked you a question as we went into a break. We asked you a question and gave you the opportunity to win some tickets. And we do have somebody that apparently they're either a know-it-all or they're really fast on the internet. That's all I can figure because If you weren't with us then, I'll have Michael recap you on what trivia question he asked and what the answer was.
The question I asked was, in what year did the original Godzilla debut? And I was looking for the Japanese debut date, not the American one. And the answer was 1954.
Okay.
And the winner was Kim from Delton. And she told me that she just completely guessed because that was the year her dad graduated. And so that's the year she went with.
Okay. So she completely guessed, but still got it.
Yes.
I love it. So she gets the opportunity to see this year's model of Godzilla, which is coming out in theaters on Friday. And she won four tickets to go see that at Celebration Cinema in Portage. They call that, I think it's officially called Celebration Crossroads, actually. But it's a theater. I was just there this weekend. And a great place to go and catch a movie. It is well worth your time. And she'll be enjoying those. And if you're thinking, you know what, I missed out on the tickets for Godzilla, you'll never have them again. Au contraire, coming up on the program tomorrow, we're going to have some tickets for you that, you know what, I'm taking them a step up tomorrow.
Oh, you are?
I am. It's not just going to be tickets to see Godzilla, but, you know, they're doing this on the IMAX.
Ooh.
Can you imagine? you know, how big Godzilla is, can you imagine Godzilla on the IMAX?
You'll feel like he's attacking you in the movie theater.
So there it is. So, you know, in case you missed out on it and you go, well, yeah, okay, I may not. You got your opportunity. It's coming tomorrow. So you can look forward to that. And who knows, I might even trick Michael into just giving them to you. I don't know. But we'll get it figured out.
That was never going to happen.
Of course not. Of course not. I keep trying. I keep doing. All right. Anyway. As with any topic that we are discussing, you can feel free to give us a call and share your insights. You could do so by calling 382-4280, 877-382-4280, or 80373, and you could be a part of the program today. Now, one of the things, and I wanted to talk about this last week when the news came out, didn't get the opportunity to do this, but Chrysler, and it's actually not just Chrysler, but Fiat Chrysler Automobiles, I think that's what the name they're going by now, anyway.
Mm-hmm.
FCA is what they're heading. It's corporate label, basically, just so they can go, yeah, it's Chrysler. So, anyway, they have put out an announcement that they are going to be refocusing a little bit. I thought this intriguing. They decided that... And bad news, if you like the Dodge Grand Caravan, it will not exist. And bad news, if you're all about the Dodge Avenger sedan, It will not exist. And here's what they're saying, that those compete too closely with the Chrysler Town and Country. Basically, the Dodge Grand Caravan is the Town and Country for all intents and purposes. That said that the Avenger also competes a little too closely with the Chrysler 200. And so they said, you know what, we're going to make sure that we specialize things a little bit. I guess they're also going to be introducing the Chrysler 100. It's going to be competing for Camry dollars, I suppose, you know, Camry purchasers. The other thing they're going to be doing is that they're going to make Dodge kind of the sporty, performance-oriented brand. This is going to appeal to younger buyers, they said. And that will include, instead of the SRT performance brand, that's going to be rolled back into Dodge, and that will include the Viper. So it'll be a Dodge Viper again. Imagine that.
Oh, boy.
But they're basically saying, you know, Dodge is the American performance brand. This is a quote from Dodge chief Tim Kuniskis. I did my best with that name, and I'm really sorry. But he says, not a new strategy. This is a purification of the brand. And I got to say, this is an interesting step for Chrysler. And I do believe this. And you know, they're saying tough questions ahead. But I find this interesting that they're announcing this, they're going with this, they're going, okay, Chrysler does just this, Dodge does just this. You know, they're kind of spreading it out a little bit, and I like that. And here's why. Think about this. From GM's standpoint, look at their brands. You got GMC, okay, they're known for trucks. You got Chevy, they're known for
trucks.
They're known for trucks, but they're also known for cars, and they're known for sports cars and whatever. It's kind of, you know, this is our generalist tag, whatever. Buick, they're known for, I'm sorry, old people's cars. That's just what they've been known for years. Ever since the demise of Oldsmobile, that's what, you know, that's what they're known for. And then Cadillac, luxury cars. Where in GM do you see the performance brand?
I'm not seeing it anywhere, really. I mean, that was Pontiac, and they dropped Pontiac.
They did that. And Pontiac was really on the verge of coming back when they got into the whole bankruptcy issue, and the government just said, get rid of it. And so they did. You know, they did because it was like, okay, get rid of it, or basically the company is no more. Okay, bye-bye, Pontiac. But And I've always wondered if at some point GM isn't going to roll this back out, because they built such a brand with that. It was about performance. It was about, I mean, you remember, Pontiac, excitement. They did that for a while. That was their branding of it, excitement. And there was. You get behind the wheel of a Pontiac, wow, this is going to perform. Whether it actually did or not was something else. But you had that impression of it. And with Dodge, you've had that impression, but they've kind of splintered it out a little bit. Here's a Dodge van. Here's a Dodge car. Here's this. Here's that. You know, that's kind of what you've gotten. And let's face it, with Ford, they really don't have that performance thing. You know, you got Ford. Okay, they're known for basically everything.
Mm-hmm.
You got Lincoln. There's the luxury brand. That's it.
Yeah, I don't see a... What was it we were saying the car was? A sports car, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you got Ford Mustang, really. You know, that's about it. You know, they don't have that performance brand where you can go, yes. Because, you know, with Dodge, I mean, they're going to get this narrowed down to where you've got, okay, you've got Dodge, and it's got the Viper. You know, and most guys are going, oh, yeah, right there. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And let's face it, it sounds fantastic. And, you know, they're going to have all this about performance and that kind of thing. You know, I think you'll still see Dodge trucks and that kind of thing, but that could still work into performance, because you get behind the wheel of a truck, you want that thing to perform.
More power.
You want that thing to have power. You want to be able to power your way through stuff. And I think it is a smart, smart move by Chrysler. I got to hand it to them. I don't often hand it to any of these automakers, because, you know, a lot of times they'll go, well, yeah, this, but no. And you've seen that with GM. It's like, well, okay, we're going to refocus. No. No, there really isn't a refocus. And, you know, GM, that's one thing. I mean, you get to their problems. talk about Chevy. What does it mean? Well, they got cars, they got trucks, they got this, they got that. There is no definition to it, you know.
There's no focus for Chevy, it seems.
I mean, you know, you've got Chevy, you've got, you know, little roller skate type things, but this is the same brand that also brings you trucks and also brings you the Corvette. You know? And I've always thought, you know, that GM needs to be able to refocus that a little bit and say, all right, you know what? We're going to take Chevy trucks. We're going to make a big deal about rolling them into GMC. One brand does trucks, GMC. And there would be an awful lot of Chevy people that would think I was nuts for it. But I believe that's true because from a business standpoint, they would suddenly become one of the best sellers. Because where are you going to go if you want a GM product and it's a truck? Where are you going to go? You're going to go to GMC mm-hmm. if they did that. And then you can narrow things down a little bit and say, all right, here's what this brand does now.
And maybe if they did that, since the government no longer owned General Motors, mm-hmm. they could bring back the Pontiac brand and they'd have that performance car.
Well, they could. And now, picture this with me. If they did this, and this is bold, wild ideas here, okay? But what if they did that? What if they brought back Pontiac? It was all about performance. It was all about sportiness and excitement and young and whatever. What would you think about this? And there would be purists that would go nuts over this. Move the Corvette over to Pontiac and call it a Pontiac Corvette.
That is a really bold and wild idea.
It's a bold, wild idea, but, you know, think about that just from a marketing standpoint. If you're marketing something to be bold and this is power, this is, you know, and then you tag it with a name that doesn't necessarily mean that. I mean, face it, Chevy is the one that gave us Lumina. And that giggle that we just got out of Michael, I know, you did the same thing. Lumina. You can't say that without giggling.
No.
Chevy is the one that's given us the Cavalier. You know, this is just this little thing that you drive around in, you know. And granted, Pontiac in its days, sometimes they gave us a little box that you drove around in, you know. But I think you refocus that, that could be a real winner for GM. Because I think this move for Chrysler to be able to say Dodge is all about performance. It's all about, you know, being performance-oriented, sporty, and this is going to be our young brand and that kind of thing. You know what? Nobody else is doing it right now. So guess what? There's going to be some market share to be had there. I think it makes a ton of sense. What do you think about that? I mean, when you look at this, and if you are a Ford fan or a GM fan, do you wish that your brand would do that? That they would come up with something that would be young, sporty, and whatever. What do you think about that? 382-4280 or 877-382-4280. You can also text us and give us your thoughts there. 80373. And apparently someone just shared the one word Camaro.
Mm.
Okay, I'll give you that. But there's got to be a brand name you could put on all of that to say, here's our sporty, this is our thing, this is excitement right here. Oh, this gins us up. Is it Camaro? I don't know. Maybe that's something to do. 80373, you could text us your thoughts and ideas there. I personally think, you know what, the young market share, there's something to be had there. Excitement, sporty, fun. Tell me you have fun driving a Cavalier. You just don't.
I doubt
I'm sorry.
It. I doubt people do.
Or a Corsica. There you go. There was a fun car. Wow. -85 degrees here at Kalamazoo. It is 4:53, 590 WKZO and the Jeremy Lawrence Show. You know, people are taking to their texts to not only tell us what their favorite cars are, because we've gotten a few of those, but we have gotten some interesting comments. And you could be a part of the fun there by texting us at 80373. and share with us your comments. You can also phone in as well, and we'd love to have you do that so we can have a conversation with you. 382-4280 or 877-382-4280. You're talking about, you know, the Chrysler has decided, they decided to discontinue a couple of models of Dodge with the idea of making Dodge into their fun, sporty, performance-based, young, excitement-type brand, you know. And I think it's a great idea because there's just not that much of that out there. Now, people are saying, apparently, they're thinking I forgot the Mustang. I didn't. I even mentioned it in the last segment.
Yes, you did.
But you know what? Somebody commented this, and it, this gave me a chuckle. They said, isn't that why Ford came back out with a Fiesta? Well, here's the thing. The name Fiesta indicates fun.
Yes.
The car Fiesta is not so much fun. It just, it doesn't strike me as a fun vehicle. Now, I've not driven one, so I don't know. I've looked at it and gone, no. So it just, but you know, what it would be interesting to see is, all right, market a brand that gives you that sense of excitement. Somebody said that, what was it, Scion? Scion is trying to do that?
Yeah, I think Scion, yeah.
Yeah, and they're saying, well, you know, that they're trying to grab the young, customizable, sporty market. Well, that's interesting. I don't know that they've done that. It's not quite gotten to that point. And somebody now is mentioning the Pontiac Vibe. I'm not sure where they're going with that. But I think, you know, you make the point here. GM had for years its young, vibrant brand. Pontiac, that was the one. That was the place where you got the Firebird.
Yes.
You know, think about, and the Trans Am, which was basically the same car, really, at a certain point. But Pontiac was the place where it gave you the Fiero. I mean, that was a two-seater, fun, fast vehicle. Well, somewhat fast. The ones with the six-cylinder were fast. The ones that was a four-banger weren't so fast. But they gave you the Fiero. And, you know, they do away with Pontiac, so they don't. GM doesn't necessarily have that thing that's like, you know, you got to make cars fun, and for some people, driving something, you know, yeah, sensible. I get that. You know, I do that myself, but fun is sort of nice when you get behind the wheel. You want to be able to smile a little bit. I think about the video of the day we did the other day when somebody said, "Here, drive my Ferrari," and then they took videos of it. The smiles on the face of these people.
They thoroughly enjoy driving that.
Oh, yeah. I just think about that. I mean, honest driving enjoyment. I remember Volkswagen did Fahrvergnügen. Driving pleasure, they called it. Now, you know, okay, it's Volkswagen. You don't get much Fahrvergnügen out of it, really. But, you know. But somebody's commenting via text. Car manufacturers need to make cars affordable. Yes. Okay. And some do. And some do that. But I think that there is a line of people out there that are not being served by this whole idea of we need to make it so that it is fun. It's exciting to get behind the wheel of this car or this truck. And I think that's what Chrysler's looking at. They're looking to make Dodge that, where you can go, you know what? I would be absolutely excited to get behind the wheel of one of those. Now, granted, you hope that they don't end up with something like, you know, the Neon. Oh, boy, that's fun. You know, there's just certain cars that you get just because it's four wheels, two doors, and transportation. I mean, and you know that.
Yeah, and the thing is people are going to have two cars. One that they drive to work, you know, just gets them around and up. And then the other one could be that sporty car that they take out, you know, during the summertime. And it's all waxed and polished and fun to drive. Mm-hmm. They take on trips.
Well, and Dodge is doing that a little bit, too. I mean, the Challenger. Oh, yeah. There you go. And, you know, so I think that's a great idea. But you don't necessarily see it out. I mean, yeah, you know, Chevy's got the Corvette, but spendy. We all know that.
Very, very pricey. Yes.
You know, I think Ford's got at least a little something with the Mustang because it depends on what you get. If you get the top of the line, then it's spendy. If you go for something a little less than that, then, yeah, you might be able to afford that one. But I still think, you know what? Give us something that's fun, something that gives you that sense of, oh, man, I want to get behind the wheel of that. And guess what? I can. You know, because that was the one thing that you got with Pontiac was, oh, I want to get behind the wheel of that, and I can. Awesome. You know, and you got things like, I mean, go back to the days of muscle cars, the GTO. you know, there was something they, oh, yes, absolutely, fun. And they tried to reinvent that a few years ago. It didn't so much work at that point. It was like, oh, okay, it's a Grand Prix dressed up. Great. Thanks, guys. You know, I think there's something to that. The idea of taking a brand and saying, let's make it young, let's make it hip, let's do something where we excite people about, and they're not going to get excited about a Mini Cooper.
No.
I'm sorry.
No
they're,
way.
And they're not going to get excited about a hatchback, you know, because nothing says fun more than a hatchback, really. Now, I just my two cents worth, but I think Chrysler's on to something here. I think they're doing it right.
Yeah, I believe they are.
I think they are. All right. Well, you know what? Keep your comments pouring into 803-73. We'll read those, definitely. And we'll get together again tomorrow, 3 o'clock. Be sure to join us. News coming up for the next hour. We'll keep you in the know.
This is Kalamazoo's news station and Kalamazoo's home for Detroit Tiger baseball. 590 WKZO Kalamazoo.